Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
We brought this up, I mean, years ago. The Olympics now have nothing to do with the competition for the networks. It's all about the personal stories with the athletes.
Well, it's the gripping stories to get you invested in the, you know, because you want to be cheering for that person that's going down, you know, on their skis, down the dangerous slopes. And you need to know that when they were 6 years old is when they first broke their legs in some kind of random accident. And they spent their whole childhood trying to get their legs back together. And then once they did, they got on their skis. That's the only thing they wanted to do when they were healthy. And then they built themselves up, and then somehow something else tragic happened in their lives, and then something else tragic happened in their lives, but they are on top of that mountain, and they're going to go down, and they're going to win that gold.
Our boy from Cumming, Georgia here, Ryan Levier, he and his mom put on gloves, and they go from house to house cleaning homes when he's a child so they can afford money for his training. Then he breaks his back during his Olympic trials. You know, same story locally.
And you can already hear the montage for next Olympics. And he arrived in Torino ready to take home the gold, silver, or bronze. But a last-minute team replacement prevented him from taking home the medal.
Right. This is
Will
Ryan's
this
story.
Be his year?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. You see it every 10 minutes if you're watching any of the Olympic coverage. Mm-hmm. So to celebrate that, this week we are all putting together our Winter Olympic montages. Mm-hmm. And Jeff's is today.
Yeah, I am a multi-medal winner, as you can imagine.
Look at you.
And I really like the sound of hearing my own name. So I took those liberties when I wrote this. I haven't even heard it yet, so I hope it's funny.
The 2006 multi-sport Olympic hopeful, Jeff Dollar. Jeff Dollar. Jeff Dollar. Jeff Dollar.
Jeff Dollar, Jeff Dollar.
Just the mention of his name, Jeff Dollar, echoes gold medal greatness in a multitude of sports. Jeff Dollar first became known in the 02 Winter Games when he gold medaled in Cold Stone Creamery flavor picking with his Cookie Minster. It was Jeff Dollar's friend, Tracy McPherson, who first tasted his heavenly concoction.
Mint ice cream? Double Oreo? Fudge? Are you kidding me? This is a gold medal blend of tastes if I ever tasted one. Jeff Dollar is a genius.
Once Jeff Dollar tasted Olympic greatness, his ego was hungry for more. He quickly made plans for the 04 Summer Games. All the Hits Q100 program director Dylan saw him warming up for one of his two 04 events, Blackberry Biathlon.
Honestly, Jeff was unreal. At every station event, he just stood in the corner with his back to the crowd practicing. Type, pocket, ring, look, respond, quicker than anyone I've ever met. Over and over, he was so focused, didn't actually talk to anyone. He just Blackberry. Amazing.
Jeff brought the gold home from Athens in this event handily, defeating Japan and Brazil. He didn't have as much luck in his second event, though, and failed to medal at all in hosting. Even Jeff will tell you that his performance was not his best.
My only practice ground was the nightclub Vision. I didn't even think of trying my craft anywhere else. So when I got to the Olympics, I was nervous. I was in a new venue. I wasn't used to working with other DJs.
Upon his return to the States, he vowed to capture the gold, his next chance, Winter 06. He was further motivated when P. Diddy began to taunt him.
I will drink Buddy Love under the table.
No, you didn't. I will out-dance him.
I will out-party. I will put him to bed. I'll tuck him in. I do this for a living, sir.
Jeff spent most of 2005 training, first at Vision.
If you're going to get drunk as hell tonight, put your hands in the air. If you're going to have a story to tell tomorrow, put your hands in the air. And if you're not going to remember the story because you're drunk as hell, make some noise!
And then at Turner Field.
I saw him at several games. He was really, really great. I had no idea which cap the ball was under. He always fooled me with the tool race. Plus, the way he stressed your and home of your Atlanta Braves, it made me feel like I really own the team.
Jeff spent Saturdays at Vision and every Braves home game honing his craft. By fall of 2005, he knew he was ready.
he sailed through the preliminaries. And while a brief cold in early January scared him, now he's in Torino, and he's ready to take home the gold.
Italy! Let me hear you make some noise!
Jeff Dollar, multi-sport gold medalist.
Very nice. Bravo. Very nice.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.